son of a stone. Radio show. Yeah, this is your host, Tom Edison. And, hey, it's time for everybody to connect the dots. You know, an interesting topic, it's on the, it's on Twitter all the time, people are posting stuff about this, land, this, culture called Tartaria that some claim have been taken off maps everywhere. And there's always a lot of pictures of gigantic cities as they were back around 1900, 1910 or something like that, with Zeppelins flying all around. And some of those things are, I believe, to be pictures of some artist drawing about where the Zeppelins and the big cities were all going. But they never happened to the extent that are in these pictures, and they're connecting it to Tartaria. But Tartaria, it was a region over in Russia. It wasn't in the U.S. where the big skyscraper cities were. So projecting that, you know, it seems false already. Plus the ridiculous amount of effort to put trains running through buildings at about 20 stories up, you know, it just wouldn't be practical, you know. Maybe a walkway between the buildings. They've done that before, but a train running through the center of a building, 20 stories up, no. Doesn't make any sense. And they talk about, they show pictures of buildings that had the antennas to get the free energy off the, out of the atmosphere, according to the understanding of Tesla. Broadcasting energy. And some of those buildings are still around today. And, but they attributed it to this mythical Tartaria that there is no real evidence of it. You know, there was definitely an area called Tartaria in Russia, and was a culture that existed, but they're extrapolating on it and making it, you know, using statements like our history is a complete lie. Well, it might be semi-lie, but also I think a lot of this Tartaria presentation on Twitter is also a lie, deception, a misinformation campaign. You know, they have pictures of streets being dug up, and there's floors below the street of some past civilization, and that's been going on for thousands of years, towns building on top of towns and all that stuff like that. But, of course, anything you see on Twitter, because it's a digital set of things, it all can be faked. You know, once everything went to digital and they dropped analog, back with analog, you could tell somebody there was a way to prove that this was altered. With digital, you can't prove it. So there's countless people, I'm sure, out there putting out images and saying this is that, and there's no way to prove it wasn't that, you know? And, hey, this is called Radio Show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And if you, any of the listeners out there, have any information more about Tartaria than I've already said, hey, call in and give us your knowledge. And what else can I say about authoritarian? Actually, within the last 6 months, I recall they had a news thing going on because Putin makes the news. He was talking about, of course, you don't really, he talks in Russian, so we have to have a translation. And he's making statements about we had the war, we were warring with Tartaria for 200 years or something, and we overcame that. And like I said, you know, if you look at, go looking for maps of Russia, there'll be an area referred to as Tartaria. Then we have Putin, within 6 months ago, giving reference to Tartaria. So it is definitely something that did exist, a grouping, you know, provinces or areas that were referred to as Tartaria. And so it is an interesting topic. And of course, it's interesting to notice pictures from around the world. Of course, we don't know if they're fake or not, that buildings have these things to involve them to gather energy. And I've seen a few of them on churches, actually, myself. I keep reminding myself to go to these churches and ask them, do you remember when you had free electricity? You know, these are churches built in the 1800s, when electricity was just coming on, and broadcasting electricity was an idea that was catching on in America and other places of the world, too. So, hey, one thing leads to another. And that's my message for Tartaria. And if you go on Twitter and start looking for these things, you'll see how many of these things pop up on Twitter. Of course, one of the most interesting things designed, I believe, that's how I'm connecting the dots, about wasting your time. On Twitter, you got all these people asking, can you see the number here? Can you see the number there? There's something hiding in the picture. Tell us what numbers you see. And it's just a freaking waste of time, you know? It's like you got nothing better to do. You have these people play with you. And then there's these stupid questions popping up on Twitter, like, should Ilhan Omar be deported? A lot of people don't like her for a lot of good reasons. And they're like, really, you're wasting your time. Who cares, like, how many people don't like her or whatever? You know, you got a picture of Trump on the side, you know, because he said he didn't like her. And then there's the light workers. You know, a lot of them have, there are some good sites on Twitter where some good light workers are really revealing a lot of important information, you know, but there's so much disinformation there. And they educate you about the 7.83 hertz is the human resonance. Resonance, also known as the frequency that Earth resonates at. But I've come, maybe within the last year, I've come across information that people are making the claim that the Earth's frequency has been raised up to 40 Hertz. I don't know. Hey, anybody out there know one way or another, have the proof? Well, hey, this is the show for you to come in and connect the dots for all the listeners. You know, I do my share. And, like, there's information on, you know, like the 7.83 frequency, Hertz frequency. Cells stop deteriorating. DNA goes into self-correction. Wounds heal within minutes. Well, if that's the case, how come all of that isn't happening if the Earth is still vibrating at 7.83 hertz? And what about back when it was? Maybe it still is. Well, if that was the case, that information is questionable. And mathematics is a language we use to describe geometry. did you know that the Platonic solids, you might have heard of them, are not objects we found in the world? Well, that's debatable. They are mental constructs of pure geometry, perfect form, and echo throughout nature. Sure, we see these things echoing through nature, sometimes in form of rock crystals and other things. And again, a lot of what's posted on Twitter is half truth, all truth, partial truth. Some people say the stars we seek are fake. Is that true? They're part of a holographic sky. Astrology must be fake too. Everything is fake. That can be partially true. I mean, I know for a fact, part of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, check it out, it'll make you the smarter person in one night. And I've got the photographs of how the sky can go from a real sky to a fake sky. And so it may be times that fake sky is put over in a dome over a certain area. But back then, when that situation ends at a specific locality, the sky goes back to normal. If you ever seen that movie, True Man, with the famous comedian in it, you know who he is. And it makes you think. When the lamp label came, his major pulls out of the sky next to his car or something like that, he looks up like, what? Well, because he was living in a dome where they had a big sky. But I know the sky from my personal observations can be magnified into what certainly looks like a dome with projections of the real sky, holographically clinging to this dome. So you might think that's the real sky you're looking at, but it's a fake projected sky. But that's only over a small area. And for all intents and purposes, it is what it is. You have to be there to see it when it's happening. And, Twitter is so full of things just designed to waste your time. And they talk about the 369 comes all the way, oh, it's out there, connected with Tesla, and the meaning of 369, and there's different meanings of it. And some of the star seeds out there who are on Twitter, some of them have a lot of valuable information. And you got to start hanging out on Twitter and look for the star seeds. At the same time, you have to do your own investigations. I've picked up a lot of info from Twitter and also from all other sources. Well, let me just get off Twitter for a second here. Do you know, there's something actually I did think of on Twitter, I believe, somewhere. One of the people were relaying the information. The manifestation procedures for the law, rather, the manifestation procedure, the law of manifestations, three things have to happen. One, you have to make a decision. Then two, you do an invocation in relation to that decision you made. And three, you got to take physical action on top of that. And that will help you manifest things. Guarantees? There are no guarantees. It's your effort and your connection that matters, and your sincerity that matters. The latest thing with envisioning things, you know, a year ago or so, people picked a lot of the stuff up from the 2012 Blogspot, you know, look it up. They got a lot of interesting information about the underground resistance, and what the Galactic Confederation is doing out there to help break us free from all the controls on us. And a year ago or so, they were talking about this guy Colbert goes around, and he has events that people have to pay money to go to. The price, I believe, is a little too high. And, you know, the poor people aren't really invited because they can't afford to pay this money to the Sky Cobra to give this lecture and related information. And that's too bad it works like that. But, you know, they're creating, they want to be educational and let the public know what's going on behind the scenes. Of course, no proof has ever showed for any good stuff. And this has been going on since 2012. They just expect us to believe. And can you believe that? Here's something to think about. Since 2012, when they started this 2012 blogspot to help explain what's going on behind the scenes, they still haven't really shown what they look like. I mean, sure, it's a collaboration of different star groups from different parts of the galaxy and maybe beyond, some from the Andromeda galaxy too. And supposedly they're all up here in our solar system, and these groups are voluntarily, and they're concerned about getting rid of the dark side, the negative vibrations that keep places like Earth locked into control of the masses by the dark forces who keep us dumbed down on purpose. It's part of the control, you know. I mean, hey, if you're not you can't comprehend what I'm saying, get yourself a movie. If you want to start with 1984, the movie version, and you can explain to one of the regular systems how the control system works, and the wars are kept going and all that stuff. But that's only one facet of many facets plan to subdue humanity and keep us dumbed down. Because if we're operating our full potential, darkness couldn't exist in this world. But we've been dumbed down for hundreds of thousands of years, and they keep us dumbed down with more tracks, and they got us really under lock and key still. And you won't ever realize that some of the bars on your jail cell have been opened and were taken away, and you probably can walk right out of your jail cell right now, but the mass media are telling you, no, you can't do that. We still have you locked up in jail, and you have to listen to what we say and follow our rules. And it's a joke, you know? People are that mind-controlled by just regular TV and movies, too. Some movies have bits of information that we could use to free ourselves, but movies themselves are mind control systems, basically. And who controls the makers of movies? Basically, it's Hollywood, who has the movies there, their chains. So don't expect some great movie that contradicts the dark side is going to show up at your local theater. It's not, you know? The bullshit, the mind control things to keep you in the status quo is going to show up at your movie theater. I mean, so we need to keep that in mind. You know, it's a control system. And unfortunately, the Galactic Confederation, who's been doing their own bit of mind control for the last 13 years and finally getting to a place where they say, okay, we've got the portals open. But what good is a portal open if you don't know how to make use of it? And surely the governments of this world and the controllers of the media are not going to tell you that because they don't want you to make use of a portal open for whatever that means. And that's a complicated subject, really. Meanwhile, here we are, 2025 coming to an end, 13 years after 2012 when the Galactic Confederation gave notice that they were here to help free us. And they still haven't shown us their faces. And all the claims they have made, we need to talk about this. You know, if you're on Twitter, start talking about it. All the claims that have been made, they all sound great, wonderful, great. Is the event going to happen yet? Well, and of course the answer is nobody knows when the event is going to happen. The event sounds very much similar to what the gospel said Jesus preached. You know, about, God coming to earth and all that stuff like that. He said, when it happens, and of course people thought it was going to happen in their life, but maybe we're getting close to it now. No one knows the day, Jesus himself said that. Only the Heavenly Father. Here we are in 2025, and that's the exact same message, basically. Similar message that the Galactic Confederation says. No one knows the hour and day it's going to happen. The event, for those who are aware of it, it's about the metamorphosis of humanity. Some people describe it as our carbon bodies are going to be turned into silicon bodies. All like in a very short time. It also coincides with the one of the teachings of Jesus and if you really want to know who Jesus is, don't expect the answer in the Bible. The fifth apostle Revelation explains in a very believable way who he is, and then that it all starts to make a little more sense. But I don't think the Galactic Confederation ever knows about that. Again, it was, information, fifth apostle revelation given to humanity. I don't think it was given to anybody else in any of the galaxies, just humanity on Earth. And so it's understandable they might not know about it, but they ought to look into it. But these people, they don't know how to listen to good advice when you're giving it. They don't even know how to respond to requests unless the answer is no. And I found that out already. I've asked to meet with the people who are in charge of this operation, and I got a quick response in a couple of days. The answer is no. They will not meet with me. Well, at least I asked. And I wonder why. Like I said, they still have not even shown us real images. What does that say about a group that claims to be doing all these things behind the scenes, none of which we've been shown any proof of, none of which we can really check on, and they don't want to show themselves what they really look like? They've been relying on cartoon drawing images being put out there. And that's not enough. The fact that in over 13 years you don't want to show who you really look like, it's not that you're a gender. Come on, you're out up in the motherships like you claim you are. Dark side can't get you to there because, according to you, you have superior weapons and you can defend yourself. You know? So, I mean, this is like, there's a lot of doubt being coming forth here, and we have a reason to doubt, you know? I mean, really, and then there's, again, so much things wasting your time on Twitter. God forbid you answer one of them and try to make a guess at the eye test or something like that. And Then they flood your feed with all other kinds of stupid questions designed to waste your time. And that's how Twitter is set up now, you know? So be careful. If you're on Twitter and you want to answer some of these questions, the yes, no questions or that, and that's what you're going to get. They're going to flood your line, your feed line on Twitter, about all kinds of things that are meaningless and waste your time, you know? How many birds you see here in the picture, blah, blah, blah. So you dare not answer. And that's annoying. Commercials about vaccines. You know, giving people, offering people free vaccines. And then there's some good things, like supposedly we've all been given a signed a contract to come to Earth, and we want to get those contracts removed. And there's people out there that I believe Truth Seeker on Twitter has one out now, you know, to help you get rid of, if you can find Truth Seeker on Twitter, you know. And, you know, sometimes people, yeah, they call themselves Truth Seeker, but their hashtag would be a bit different. And then there's people saying everything is upside down, you know, and there's so many points of view, you know, but too many yes, no questions. You answer one and forget it. Just about everything coming out of your feed is going to be yes, no questions, because that's how the machines are programmed to work. And it's all part of the big plan to keep you busy with wasteful things. Who cares what number is sitting in the circle, you know? Who cares about this person, whether they're legal or non-legal? Yeah. And, you know, it's just unbelievable the stuff that they send you on Twitter. You know, and stupid questions that just waste your time. Oh, man, you know? And they got so many things connected to Trump, you know? Trump everything, you know? And so many stupid questions. And like I said, you just answer one of them, and man, they keep your feed going, you know? I made it a point, I'm not going to answer any of these stupid questions anymore, because they'll keep sending me more stupid things to my feed. You know, I want to find out info from the people I follow. I have to dial them up and go to their site and see what they're saying. And, you know, they got IQ tests. Unbelievable waste of your time, you know? People even know what an IQ test is for. Most people don't. So, anyhow, back, I was telling you about, the events that Comer puts out. They have a crowd, I guess, of a couple hundred people. You know, they're not filling Shea Stadium like the Beatles did back in 1965. They're not creating enthusiasm like the Beatles created at Shea Stadium that night, if you're aware about that particular event. But for the people that, you know, I've gone to one of them, and for the people that do show up, you know, I don't know if you get your money's worth or not. That's debatable. But, you know, Cobra is his designated person who claims to be the representative of the resistance. Nobody's countering that because nobody else is talking about what's going on behind the scenes. So I guess he is. And before the show starts, we all have to do a meditation, and we have to envision the violet flame coming down around us to protect us and transmute any negative vibrations that might be tuning into what's happening at this event. And, of course, it's changed now. There is a more powerful emerald claim that we're to revoke for protection, which means it's vibrating at a faster frequency. You know, and again, let me see. I got it written down here somewhere. Yes. On Twitter, Truth Seeker at 771 star seed. Okay? That individual, the picture, the cartoon picture of the individual is a woman. So, she's got one for primarily contracts, which means when you came into this world, you had a consciousness before you ended up in your mother's womb, and you had to sign a contract with the dark side, or they wouldn't let you be born into this world, pretty sick, right? So basically, all of us had to sign that. I don't know any people being born right now have to sign that contract or not, but chances are just about every one of us did, and there's a way to, the information is given how to remove that contract. So you should look it up. And if you didn't catch that starseed address on Twitter, well, you can, I don't know, about 3-4 days, all these shows are archived. You know, archive it and listen to the show again. It's about halfway through the show. So, you can pick that up that way. If you weren't, you don't have a perfect memory or you didn't write it down. And there's also some interesting things. There's a thing called the Book of Enoch. It talks about the ancient giant tree. And there's a thing called the Book of Knowledge by Enoch. It's another book. And so there's quite a few things that can be looked into. And I've noticed by going on Twitter, keep scrolling down, you know, after you stupidly answer one of these yes-no questions, and you just keep going. Some of the stupid things to keep your mind occupied keep repeating themselves about 20 things down, thinking if you go down further, you'll find something else. And it starts repeating after maybe 20 things going down. And this is sick, how they keep your mind loaded. I mean, if you're on Twitter, you scroll down, and you're thinking, if I keep scrolling down, I'll find some new stuff. But no, you don't find new stuff. The stupid list of yes, no questions, and can you see the numbers hiding in the circle? They'll start repeating the same ones. You know, and all kinds of everything in the world to waste your time. You know, repeat the number and you'll get money tomorrow. You know, don't answer any one of them or you'll have all of them over again, you know. So, again, primary contracts removal. I'll say it one more time. Truth Seeker at 771 star seed. That's it. Primary contracts removal. Go to that site, through Twitter, and scroll down, you'll get to it. And if you haven't done the removal, do it. I've done it years ago when they had those things first started coming out. And all I got to say is that there's just, it's unbelievable how manipulated that Twitter has gotten. And I don't know how long I'm going to have to, on my feed, I'm going to have to go search the people I follow that have the valuable information and start contacting them and don't answer anything that's on my feed that I'm not looking for. Because then the machines are programmed. If you keep paying attention to only things that you like, things that each will bring up your favorite people to follow. But if you don't and hit one of the wrong things where they wasted your time, boy, the machines got you. They got your number and they just feed you nothing but stupid things designed to waste your time. Well, this is an education show. You know, and on other shows, I talk about the Wingmakers and Dr. Neruda interviews. Check it out. You know, the ancient arrow site. You know, this is all important information here, but you need to check it out yourself. Don't just listen to me and tell you it's important. Just a lot of misinformation continuing. It goes on and on and then repeats. It's unbelievable. Check it out for yourself. Answer one of those yes, no questions or answer a couple of them. And boy, then go to your Twitter feed and just watch what happens. And just keep scrolling down thinking you're going to get by it. And you'll quickly see it starts repeating the same stupid things, you know? And that's to say that story. Oh, boy. You know, a lot of the vaccine crap that we're injected to people, they put nanobots in people. That form an antenna. Yeah, self-replicating form an antenna where they can use 5G technology and Wi-Fi to place thoughts in your mind. And your mind has become an antenna due to the nanobots that were in the vaccine. You know? And meanwhile, if you go on mainstream TV, the free TV thing, which most regular people prefer to use, they don't want to spend money for cable or whatever, they daily, you know, trying to promote vaccines, and of course the latest in the vaccines for your pets and anything else they can think of. You need a vaccine to go Christmas shopping or something. Well, that's ridiculous, and this goes on day after day. And then we have all the people saying, get ready, the time is up, the truth is about to be revealed. Yeah, we've been hearing that one for years. And of course, little bits of info are revealed now and then. But hey, if you have something personally to reveal, hey, this is Call and Radio Show. The number is 888-627-6008. And if you have a phone and not afraid to ad-lib a conversation, well, if you have something that important for the whole human race, call me, we'll take it from there. And there's all kinds of, stupid graphs out there to, get you thinking about, oh, man. And let's not forget the flat earthers, you know. Oh, that's a great one, the flat earthers. I wouldn't even bother to get into conversation with those people. You know as much about things as I do. You know, it's so easily to disprove you know, each one of the flat earthers has one bit of evidence, or they're claiming evidence, and they say, well, if the earth were curved, this would not be. I have one shape. And but if you have a greater understanding of the big picture where there's many factors involved that could create illusions and create misinformation, you darn well know it's not a flat earth. You know, but why bother to try to talk about things Things that don't make sense, you know. Oh my God, you know. First of all, with the images today, you can fake anything on images, including what comes over your TV set. And so, used to be seeing is believing. Well, we know better now. And, hey, a good question all the time is, what are all the big doorways for? Well, I'd say, well, the giants were on the earth. But these cathedrals were, looked like they were built. They showed them. And other buildings looked like they were built in the 1700s and the 1800s. So I don't know, the big giants were revisiting the world. They're still playing false god in their big size. And then we have the people, you know, who the channelers, you know, do we believe them or not? And all kind of fakery going on, you know. And what can I say for what I said already? Do you know that there's a lot of interesting information that comes over Twitter and the internet? Like the seven stellar rays of light. You know, basically, like there's seven notes in music, and each one of those notes is connected to a color, because each color has its own frequency. And so there's the seven stellar rays also, which are connecting to your chakras, I guess. I don't know in which order. But they come from seven different star systems. And those star systems are the Pleiades, Sirius star system, the Orion system. You know, Orion's constellation is one or two of the stars out there are origins of the dark side. The central sun, you know. Central sun to, I don't know if they're referring to the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy or central sun of the universe. It's different central suns. And down the list, the fifth stellar ray, which comes from Andromeda, that's another galaxy. And the sixth stellar ray comes from Antares, L, and Deberon, which are stars. And obviously, they have planets in the living systems on those planets. And the seventh stellar ray comes from Lyra, the constellation Lyra. And there's obviously some planet with life forms out there. And those are some interesting bits of information. Of course, you know, the seven colors, Roy G. Biv. One thing that education, public education, was willing to tell people, but they weren't willing to tell you that about the connection between the seven colors were achieved. They gave us that thing to remind us of. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And the word indigo is confusing too, you know, if you're children in school. We're not majors in color. I mean, indigo turns out to be a dark blue, darker than regular blue. But that's not explained either, you know? That's one of the unfortunate things. You know, I'm a person that connects to that. One of the most unfortunate things of that famous book called The Holy Bible, it doesn't explain things. That's why there's so many interpretations. Some things are obvious, I guess, you know? And like they ask him, you shall receive. Yeah, that's pretty obvious in a way, but there's more to it than just that. You know, because it isn't explained. Again, the book doesn't explain. Explaining that, you know, there's different sources that you can ask. You can ask your friends for things. You can ask your concept of God. There are certain things you can ask your guardian angels. For certain things you can ask the universe and the overseers of mankind for certain favors. Or you can just ask out there in general. Or you can ask your higher self. And then again, that's a big question here, the higher self, you know. Hey, is there any callers out there that explain the higher self? I mean, we've heard a little bit about this and that, your higher self, it's in the vast of vibrating dimensions. You know, nobody ever explains that. They talk about higher dimensions, but in actuality, higher dimensions means higher frequency. Doesn't mean they're like on the seventh floor and we're on the bottom floor. It has to do with faster vibrating dimensions makes you higher. You know? That's never explained. I had to figure that out myself. But it's a more accurate way of explaining things rather than say, oh, my higher self in the seventh dimension. And the more correct thing would be my higher self in the faster vibrations of the seventh dimension. How could I say that? Well, that's another thing that's not really explained. You know, we've heard general explanations. If you ever get that book called The Crystal Connection, if you can find a copy, you know, it's a lot is explained in there. Like, the next dimension is 1,000 times faster than this dimension. And up it goes. So, when you're up in the seventh dimension, that could be, you know, 1 billion times faster. When you're up in the ninth dimension, that could be 1 trillion times faster than we are here. And there, we can tie that in with, that explains why you can't see spirit beings when they show up. Yeah. Because they're vibrating so fast that your eyes can't pick up vibrations vibrating that fast. So it's like they're not even there. Well, isn't that amazing? And it should be amazing, but there's an explanation. I'm explaining it here. And that's why this show is educational. Because I do explain things that nobody else seems to have bothered to explain. You know? But let me tell you something here, okay? My book, Connect the Dots Theory, will explain a lot. You know? And if you're listening to my voice right now, look it up. You know? The first 40 pages are free, courtesy of Google. Connect the Dots Theory by the author, me. My name is Tom Anderson. So you would have to go on the computer and type in the book, Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison, because all the computers, if you say Connect the Dots, they want to take you to somebody else who made a decision to connect the dots. But that's how you find it. The book, Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison, and then they'll take you to the page where they got the cover of the book, which is an amazing picture in itself, and over to the side where you can click on and view the first 40 pages. And there's a lot of interesting stuff in the 40 pages, but you'll see, first of all, you'll see it has a listing of the 14 chapters. The first 43 pages or 40 pages is only in the first chapter. And if you just take a quick look at the cover of the book, you'll see all these amazing things put into that cover that you have to go beyond the first 40 pages of the first chapter to get to. So if you're not, if what you see in the first 40 pages doesn't interest you, I guess you don't have a quest for knowledge. But let me just give you an idea. Let me explain to you the dot theory. About what all the greatness about this book is. And if this doesn't inspire you to go out and download it for $5 or $7, I don't know what the hell will. You see, connected dot theory is the correlation of spiritual and scientific knowledge in conjunction with all human behavior for the purpose of establishing a new and better methods for understanding the more encompassing big picture of life via the numerous vibrational, geometric, and other behind-the-scenes connections of our multidimensional universe. Well, I mean, that says a lot right there. And it also explains why things never get set right, and as soon as they get set right, counter-moves are made to spoil it. I forget what page it's on, but connected dots theory says that any time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth, or even in the galaxies, put in place a social living system that promotes fairness and consideration for others, the adversaries of mankind, you know, the dark forces, implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it, you know, like a game of chess. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality of counter moves and strategies against it, virtually all of mankind's great plans end up getting compromised and or sabotaged. Well, yeah, there it is. If you set up something good, be prepared for the dark forces to come in and sabotage what you set up. Because, you know, life is like an ongoing game of chess. You know, there's a reaction to every move being made, and counter moves to counter moves, and so forth and so on. And this is the problem with, I mentioned earlier, the group that's, find out about them, go to the portal, 2012 portal, .blogspot.com. Go there and get an education, because you can backtrack from the new stuff going backwards, of what the Galactic Confederation of groups are, you know, and what they're doing here and what they're attempting to do and all that stuff. But the fact that they've taken so long to get so far says to me that they don't understand the truth in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Of course, they haven't read it, but that the adversaries of mankind, the dark forces that they're trying to get away from us, to break us from their control, those dark forces implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil whatever the Galactic Confederation has been trying to do. And that's part of the delay, and that's why these guys have taken so long, assuming everything they said is true. We still have to keep in mind, in the corner of our mind, that this might be all bullshit. This might be the greatest con game of all time, because they haven't shown any proof of anything they've done. And they refuse to show what they really look like 13 years later, okay? You know, everything was supposed to be finally settled, basically, with the 1221 portal opening back in August. So now is the time to show your faces, so we can get a glimpse and see if you're someone, if you've been telling the truth or not. You know, you can tell a lot by images. And I specifically have sent communications to someone who was volunteered to communicate with the this group, because they refused to meet with me, that they should, one, show their faces, and they should start broadcasting via analog pictures where we can detect if it's been altered or not. And, hey, you know, there's great civilizations from the past of vibrating domains, and you're here to save us and all that, and you've got billions of spacecraft within our solar system. Don't tell me you can't do something simple like broadcast a message, like every day, And it shows some pictures of what you look like at this point in time. There is no excuse for not responding to that kind of a request. You know, the mass meditations have already given you permission for an intervention, but you're really not doing anything. You give us a song and dance. Well, there's still some anomaly left within the thinking of the human race. It doesn't matter, because your inaction is not going to eliminate that. And what is called for now is action. So if there's anybody listening to me knows how to send that message, like, you know, you've already been given the meditations that we're asking, groups of us are asking for intervention, and you apparently either, like, what do you don't want to answer our requests, or just don't know what to do, but you need to start communicating with us, not the world governments, because every time you try to do that, you got the door slammed in your face. So it's time to change your mission plan and understand you're not going to, this is not going to play out working with the world governments unless you start using some common sense strategies that the general public knows about. And that's the bottom line. So anyhow, in the meantime, Connect the Dots Theory is the name of the book, you know, by me, author Tom Edison. Download yourself a copy. And get an education, get a 50-year education in one night. That's right. And if you can do that, read that book, and if it only takes you 2 hours to read it, study the pictures, you know, go to my show next week and tell me you knew everything that was in the book. There isn't a person in the universe, not only on Earth, but in the universe, that could say that. Hey. You know, I'm making my statement, and I'm ready to back it up. So that's how much knowledge is in this one book. I was shocked to find out after, you know, I put it out there, that nobody's really interested. Mind-boggling, you know, that pictures that show, that the camera picks up are in there, and that show invisible forces that are around us all the time. They show up on the camera, you know. It's all 35-millimeter photos, so I got the proof, you know, with the negatives, that the negatives will prove it hasn't been altered. And nobody seems to care, you know? Well, so be it. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, as they say. We've got a lot of great sayings about planet Earth. We're coming to the end of our show. Listen, you know, this is BBS Internet Radio. My show is called Connect the Dots. My name is Tom Edison, the host. Go to the BBS Internet Radio scheduling page. Go down to Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 8:55 p.m. Central Time. All the times are in Central Time. And click on my name or the name of the show and scroll down to where it says subscribe. You know, hey, I'm the worker. The worker deserves some wages, so subscribe to my show. I certainly am out here doing the work every week. And so we're going to end the show with the countdown. If you've listened before, he tells the friends to tune in next week, especially friends that are willing to have something important to say and call in. It's your opportunity. And you're going to hear a lead guitar solo following the countdown of my song, or do the part in time, yeah, you know, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song of my album, CD Baby album, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words, could be your anthem too, you know, song better than Dylan on CD Baby, yeah, Gotta Be Somebody, you could be one, somebody too, maybe. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. Oh, I know I was here and took my stand without fear and made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked because I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.